This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What is your most pressing question for spring training right now? 877-881-1053. Kevin from the 469. How could we get Santana and Solak in the lineup together? Is that something? Because, Mike, we were discussing this morning. I asked you, is there anything that is that's really a competition at this point in spring training or in spring training right now for the Rangers? And at positions, you said it's only Guzman or first base for the Rangers right now. And then a lot of guys trying to get pitching spots because the starting rotation's done.
Well, what's huge for first base is one guy's going to make the team and one guy's going to go to AAA. Bird and Guzman can't both make the team. They're limited. They're both first basemen. They're both left-handed hitting first basemen. You can't have two left-handed hitting first basemen on your team unless one was the almost everyday DH, but that is Chu's role, who's left-handed hitting. So one guy's going to make the team and be the starting first baseman. The other guy's going to start off in Nashville in AAA. So that is a really big one when it comes to competition.
But and they both look the part too. But then that question about Santana and Solak.
Tall.
Yeah, well they look like big, you know, like powerful hitters.
Right.
But the the question about Santana and Solak, you brought that up too, and that's not a competition because both of those guys are going
to
play.
Yeah, it'll just be the role that they give to each guy to start the year. One will be the starting center fielder. And the other is going to be, and it's a weird statement here, it's going to be the starting utility player. Because with Todd Frazier being an older guy who's not going to play every game, like you can't say, oh, he's going to play 140 games at third base. That's not going to be the case. He's probably going to be like more like 120, 130 maybe games. Well, at first base, I know Guzzi's, because I've seen him a lot, a very bad hitter off of left-handed pitching. He will pretty much, and John Daniels has said, if Guzzi's on the team, he pretty much will never start against a left-handed pitcher. They're going to use a right-handed first baseman. Well, that will be Nick Solak or Santana, that is your right-handed first baseman. Or if Greg Bird is there, they might do the same thing with Bird and just really limit him on when a lefty pitcher is pitching. That will have Santana and Solak in the lineup at the same time. Rougi Odor. He is a left-handed hitting second baseman who he just struggles at times. There's going to be times where second base is an open spot for one of those guys. Elvis is going to need a day off here and there, and I'm not exactly sure if either guy could fill in shortstop-wise. But there's going to be times in the corners where you're going to give guys days off. So Solak and Santana are going to be in the lineup, I would say, 75% of the time together. So three out of four games, they're going to be in the lineup together. But I just can't tell you exactly today, and maybe that'll be cleared up this week, but where they're exactly going to be playing for the majority of the season.
877-881-1053 for all of your most pressing spring training questions. And Kevin from the 214, man, I've heard crackheads and winos talk better sports, but y'all's baseball talk is A1, which is interesting
steak
to hear.
Sauce.
Yes. So my question was going to be, and we discussed this outside the clubhouse earlier, is there anything you could see from any of the young pitchers to give them a shot at five? I know theoretically you'd say no, but I just want to see it play out and see if there's a chance.
I will say no, but I'll throw the question back at you, Kevin.
Oh, what, in your face, Kevin.
What would – today Colby Allard's pitching. We're going to go watch Colby
Allard. He's the guy that jumps to mind. Allard and Lyles jump to mind.
And so what you're saying – So Lyles has to be a bad performer in spring training or just that Allard can take it because he's that good?
Let's say that Allard has four outings. Yeah. And I don't mean like, oh, yeah, no, was pretty good. Yeah. Just four outings where all of the thing, and like it would be the carryover from the regular season. Like last year, you were like, I don't like this, this, or this. And you see all four outings, and those things are gone. Yeah. Or those things have like gotten way better. Would it, I mean, it's not like Jordan Lyles has ruled over the over Major League Baseball for years and years and years. I would just wonder if there could be something like that that you would be like, okay, we're going with you, kid.
If there's no injury, I find it very hard to see any of the five guys not being in the rotation. And to your point, probably Lyles is number five right now.
Tell me more about why that is.
Well, he hasn't had a lot of success in the major leagues. Last year, you know, if I pulled up his numbers real quick, I know he had success last year, especially in the second half. But if you look over Jordan Lyles' career, it's
no, no,
not...
No, tell me why. Oh. Tell me why you don't think.
Well, they just gave Lyles a big contract. So it's just not the... huge, but yeah. I mean, they're like, you're one of our five starting pitchers. We want you. You're a free agent. We want you. You're in our rotation if you sign here. If he's healthy in spring training, to me, there's not a lot you can do in spring training to lose a job when they've paid you to do that job.
Okay.
He can lose it, though, let's just say at the end of April. And I know we're talking about spring training. But if Jordan Lyles is struggling in the month of March and April, and Colby Allard is down there crushing it in Nashville. I mean, he's putting up every game. He's going out there throwing about six, seven innings, two or less runs, striking out about a guy per inning. Then you just say, hey, you know what? He's doing everything we've asked. He's ready. And Lyles, we can bump to the bullpen. Lyles has pitched out of the bullpen in his career. So you could do, at let's just say, the end of okay. April, you could be like, Allard, you're in our rotation. And this is assuming everybody's healthy. I bet guys get chances pretty quick. We sure. know how injuries happen. But I would see, like, if everybody's healthy and Lyles isn't having a good start to the season, where they could bump Lyles out of the rotation into the bullpen and bring Colby Allard.
But short of that, ain't happening.
No.
Okay.
Got a lot of cool questions coming in right now on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. I think this is very difficult to answer, but will we be getting good Odor this year, or are we stuck with second baseman all the time?
He's having a good spring training again, spring training last year. The hope is he turns it around, but I will say for the first time since he signed that contract, the Rangers aren't going to stick with him for a whole season. That I could see because we just talked about Santana and we talked about Solak. They both can play second base. At least I believe they can. The Rangers decided a little bit differently last year during August and September to not even play Solak at second base to see what he could do. They played him at third, where I think we found out, boy, that is a tough position for him to play at a major league level. But he can hit. Is that if we get to the end of April and maybe even they give him till mid-May, but we get 6 weeks into this season and he's batting under 200, I think at that point Rougui Odor goes to the bench and Solak or Santana becomes your everyday second baseman.
Would they DFA him?
I don't think so. I'd have to look at his contract. I think what they would do is have to keep working with him. They might do the Phantom IL, Phantom DL, but where they put him on the injured list, and then they send him to the minor leagues so he's not – because he can deny that. He can say, I'm not going to the minor leagues. Well, if we're like, hey, we're going to put you on the injured list to get you some at-bats in the minor leagues so it doesn't look like we have sent you down to the minor leagues – they could do something like that.
Okay.
I'm hoping that's not the case. I'm hoping.
But you have to prepare that it could happen.
Because he just ever since 2016, if I have the years right, maybe it was 17 that he had the great year, that it has been a poop show, pretty much.
Thank you for censoring.
Yeah, man, you're bidding me to say it.
There's been.
He's loading up.
Let me stop. There's been moments that you're like, he's figuring it out. And those moments, when do they happen? They happen in September a lot of times or August. So then we go into spring training going, well, now Rugi's going to show up and be the guy that we thought he was going to be, a potential all-star second baseman. And that's still the hope this year. I wouldn't count on it, but I also, maybe I'm going to be wrong here. And I know the people that dislike Rougui Odor are going to say, Bassick, don't give him this much credit. I don't think he's going to be as bad as the last 2 years.
Okay.
So take it for what it's worth. I don't think he's going to be as bad as the last 2 years, so I don't think it's going to come to the scenario where he is benched in early May, and maybe I'm going to regret saying that. It's like, remember what you said in spring training, Bassick, when once again you believed in Rougui Odor.
Yeah, there it is. Mike Bassick, you heard it first from him. He predicts Rougned Odor MVP season.
I don't know if that's what I heard.
I did predict that last year. On opening day, I predicted the MVP of the 2019 season for the Texas Rangers would be Rougui Odor. I will not do that.
That's probably smart.
From the 469, how much of the season's success relies on Joey's bat?
I
think a lot of it does, because he's the best option you have if Bad Odor exists.
Yes, and here's the deal. It doesn't rely just on him, because for Gallo to have a great year, he has to get off to a great start. And then teams have to say, how much can we pitch around him? Because if we do, we're getting hurt by Odor. We're getting hurt by Todd Frazier. There are people behind him that are making us not just intentionally walk him or throw really horrible pitches to him and see if he'll chase, because he's going to have to get hittable pitches. And that's why a guy like Mike Trout this year, 1-1 in the MVP race. Well, the last few years, he's won the MVP. Heck, his worst year, he finished third in MVP voting. But he's had an old Albert Pujols and we don't know what he can do, Shohei Ohtani batting behind him and sometimes Justin Upton. Now he's going to have Anthony Rendon batting behind him every game this year?
Yeah.
What can Mike Trout do now that, hey, just walk him and pitch to the sixth best player in Major League Baseball? So we walked that dude to pitch to one of the other top 10 players in Major League Baseball. That's why Mike Trout could have a huge year this year. Not saying that you just throw balls down the middle to him, but all of a sudden you get to a situation where it's second and third and one out, and you're not just, hey, let's just take our chances with Pujols or Ohtani here. That's going to be different.
You know, and as much of – I know a lot of people put – and I hope Joey doesn't feel that pressure, but the pitching staff kind of gives them, I think, a chance this year, man. Like, that's the one thing for me. And we'll see more about Kluber soon. But for me, that's the thing that gives this team a chance.
When the Rangers opened in 1994, the ballpark in Arlington, that team was loaded with an unbelievable lineup. It was one of the best lineups, arguably the best lineup in Major League Baseball.
Name one player on that team.
Juan Gonzalez.
Okay.
Right. Yvonne Rodriguez. Right.
I said one. Just said one. I appreciate it.
You can keep going. Dean Palmer. I mean,
Palmero?
Yeah, Palmero. It was an awesome lineup when you looked at it. Now, this stadium is going to be opened up by what we hope to be a really strong pitching staff.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be very different from opening the ballparks. In this one, we're relying in 2020 the pitching staff to carry us, especially early in the year. And maybe the hitting will come along with Calhoun and Solak, and guys will really establish themselves as really good everyday players.
If you missed it this morning, Joey Gallo was on with us. You can radio.com rewind that. He predicted that Odor will hit the first home run in the stadium. And he was like, I want to, but yeah. Rougui usually comes up big in those moments.
It could be. I will say Gallo will bat before Rougui in that game.
Oh, in right? your face, I mean, Kevin.
So, yeah, he's kind of calling himself out. He was like, yeah, it probably won't be me.
He's like, do you want to bat second on opening day at the Globe Life Field, because you will get the at-bat before everybody except Chu? But when he said Rougui, I'm like, well, most likely you're going to be batting fourth and Rugi's going to be batting sixth.
Maybe this should be – we can consider this, because y'all have a ton of questions.
Yeah, they're great questions.
We could do this as a staple every single day. What's your biggest spring training question? And maybe we'll have some of the answers as we go along, because you'll see Allard today. Maybe we'll have some answers.
If he throws three innings and no-hit ball, I'm going to get it from you, Kevin.
Okay, then we – hell yeah, you're gonna.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.